Innovation in patient care, from airway management with the McGrath MAC EMS video laryngoscope to the continued commitment from our sponsor, Physio-Control. If that's what you're looking for, you found it right here on this week's episode of the MedicCast.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is the MediCast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers, featuring EMS news, products, tips, tricks, and commentary. So grab your gear and glove up. Here's today's show with the pod medic, Jamie Davis.
Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of the MedicCast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the pod medic, and I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of you to this week's episode. We've got a special episode with you coming up here with some great interviews on patient care innovation and EMS tools of the trade in the show this week. First, I have an interview with Cam Pollock, Chief Marketing Officer from Physio-Control, on their latest news and industry trends reporting in EMS. Then, in the second interview segment, I have Andrew Carmichael from Aircraft Medical talking about the McGrath MAC EMS video laryngoscope. That's all coming up later on in this episode. Before we get to that, though, I do want to make sure you are checking out all of the information, links and otherwise, available for you over at the MedicCast blog. You'll find that over at mediccast.com/blog. There's a show notes link at the top of the page. You can click that link, go to the most recent episode, or scroll down and find previous episodes. But whatever the case may be, I want you to use that information and make sure you are looking for what you need to find to help understand how what I talk about in the show each week and the information on the site applies to your own EMS practice and protocols. If you do have a question and you want to get back in touch with me, I love to hear from you, so shoot me an email to podmedic@mac.com. You can get a hold of me with your comments, maybe a question on a future episode, or a past episode, maybe a suggestion for a future episode, and get back to me and let me know, and I will get back to you. I respond back to all those emails that come in, so please keep them coming. Also, don't forget all you mobile phone, mobile device, and tablet users out there. There is a free MedicCast app that brings the podcast to you every week automatically. So just get that and download it in your store for your device. That's it. Let's go ahead and get on into the Cam Pollock interview. It's coming right up in just a bit. Hi, Jamie Davis here from the MedicCast. We're here at EMS World Expo 2015 in the Physio-Control podcast studio. And as always, it wouldn't be a conference and it wouldn't be complete if I didn't get a chance to talk with my good friend Cam Pollock. Cam, why don't you introduce yourself and then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with Physio-Control. There's really some amazing things you guys have going on.
Sure. Well, Cam Pollock, I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at Physio-Control. Been there for about 13 years total. And yeah, we've got a lot going on. I think we talked a year or two ago, we really started talking about our system of care.
Right.
The importance of having an entire system approach,
right.
Which we're continuing to do. And in that spirit, we've got a lot of innovation going on to support that. And I think I told you last year that we've got more innovation going on at Physio than ever in the history of the company.
You tease us like that because
yeah.
You say we got some great things in the pipeline and
yeah.
We can't tell you about it, but now I think you're going to be able to tell me about some of those things.
Yeah, some of it's starting to come out now. There's still a lot more to go. But we do innovation in Physio-Control in three different ways. One is our internal, you know, organic development. The second is partnerships, and the third is acquisitions. So I got one of each of those going on
great.
Here at the show to talk about. So the first one, organic development. So we made an acquisition a year and a half ago of Sansio. Based out of Duluth, it's our EPCR patient management system
right.
company, and we've got some new things coming out of the Duluth team here that we're launching at EMS Expo, World Expo. Basically, it's our health EMS patient management system. We've got a new version of the inputting device called Mobile Touch,
okay.
And it really is going to be a great system. It's really designed with EMS systems in mind, and we think it's going to be a really popular product. We have a number of customers, over 100 customers out there using the earlier version. Some very, very large customers like FDNY, LA City, Acadian Ambulance are some of our big customers. But this does some things that are unique. And one of the premises that this whole patient management system was built on was around you should be able to document a patient encounter at the point of encounter.
That's so important. That real-time documentation, so you don't forget to document something.
Right.
You don't forget what the value was when you needed to document it.
Right.
An hour later, you're like, what was that blood pressure?
Right. There's so many times with people writing on the back of their glove or on their sleeve or on the scrap of paper. And you know, when I talk to EMS systems, so often it's like, well, we're so busy in the middle of the encounter that they get to the hospital, they drop off the patient, and now they're trying to recreate afterwards.
Right.
So in order to really make that happen, a couple things. First of all, it's got to be very quick, it's got to be very easy, it's got to be very efficient in terms of matching up with their workflow. And I think the team has done a really good job with that. A couple of things that they wanted to accomplish in this particular release. One was software with no software to install.
Wow.
So essentially, you know, cloud-based.
Okay.
But most systems, if you're cloud-based, then you have to be online to work. So one of the premises here is it has to work both online and offline.
Okay.
And so that's obviously key. There's plenty of places where EMS systems go where there's no coverage, right? There's no cell coverage, no internet. So that was a key piece of it. We also wanted a system that could work on the same code base on multiple platforms. So being able to work on a Toughbook, for example, but also on an iPad, and switch back and forth pretty easily. So that was one of the requirements. And then we wanted it to be touchscreen, finger friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Because styluses and all these other inputting devices just take a lot longer. So those are kind of the four key things we were trying to achieve, along with just speed and efficiency and ease of use to really get to that patient encounter documentation. And I think they've accomplished all those things. And the people who have looked at it are looking at it running on an iPad or a Toughbook, and it's just you're switching through the screens and it's happening instantaneously. And I'll say that that's not always the case with EPCR systems, including the earlier versions of this one, where you're going through and it takes time and you're waiting seconds for a screen to pull up, and this one's lightning fast. So I think it's going to be a big hit. We've got some customers starting to look at it. Our partners down at Acadian have seen it and they're excited about getting it. So it's going to be a real successful product for us.
Is that something that's only available here in the U.S.? Is that a worldwide product?
It is. I mean, we have plans for global expansion, but so far our data products through the Duluth team have been U.S. We've got a couple things in play outside the United States, but mostly it's been a U.S. product for us so far.
I had an audience member from the Medicast from Finland reach out to me and ask me if I knew of any EPCR platforms that were out there. So that's why I asked that question, because I think that other places are hungry for it. So
yeah, it's definitely in our plans. And obviously Physio Control is a global company. We're operating in 104 different countries around the world. And so, the natural progression will be at least those English-speaking countries first, and then we'll move on from there. But I think it's going to be, we've got a lot of interest in it, and not every single feature is available, right out of the gate, but, as we progress through the fall, I think we'll have every piece that we want.
That's fantastic.
And the other thing that goes along with that, so Health EMS is our patient management system. We're introducing at the same time a revenue cycle management product called RevNet.
Okay.
And RevNet's essentially a product that helps with billing. It basically takes the paper out of paperwork, so to speak. And the main point of that product is to make it really quick and simple and efficient to capture everything, all the billing that you need to, so you're getting paid for what you do. I talk to a lot of folks in EMS who they lose a lot of money because they don't actually get that billing to happen. And they've done the work and they've not got paid for it.
I used to do that job for my fire department, it was really a headache because we'd miss one piece of that documentation and the insurance company would say, sorry, you didn't get this one signature in this one thing.
Right.
One form wasn't filled out correctly, so we're not going to accept any of it.
Right.
So it's so important to have that flow of information cohesively between the EPCR and the billing side of things.
Yep, so that's the whole goal of RevNet. The whole goal of RevNet is to make it really seamless, to make it very easy to get that billing done. And to not leave money on the table, so to speak, so people get paid for what they do. It does integrate very well. It's part of the Health EMS package, and so if they're using Health EMS, it works very seamlessly. We also have plans coming soon for standalone versions, so if people are using other EPCR systems, they'd be able to use RevNet as well.
So what else do you have going on? I know you've got a laryngoscope out there that you guys are working with now.
So I talked about the three different things we were doing. That was the organic. The partnership one is the laryngoscope. So we've partnered with a company called McGrath out of the UK, up in Scotland, and they've got a really cool product called the McGrath Mac EMS, and it's a video laryngoscope. I don't know if you've held one in your hand yet.
I actually got to take a hold of one today. I'm a paramedic, so I've been intubating for a long time, but there was no learning curve whatsoever, and it was probably one of the easiest intubations I've ever done.
Yep.
I literally just slid it in, and there were the cords.
Yep.
It was that simple.
Well, it's got a nice feel to it, too.
It really does.
It is a cool little product. And we're real excited about it. In fact, the reception has been incredible. We've actually had to up our forecast with the guys in Scotland from when we first got it launched because the demand has been higher than we expected in the beginning. But it's got a couple cool features about it. Most notably, and you probably noticed this right away, is it feels and is shaped just like a regular direct laryngoscope. So it really is 2-in-1. You can use it for direct laryngoscopy or video. And it's really designed to minimize the amount of training that it takes. If you're already trained to use a laryngoscope, it's really an easy transition to this without any new skills. And it really gives providers the full range, anything from your routine intubations up to really complex, difficult airways. Somebody said, the esophagus is not an airway, and that's a big problem. And obviously the reason that we're interested in this is that there's a lot of difficult airways out there. It's a skill that not everyone is as far along as others on, and it's a huge risk for departments if they're not really skilled in it. So this is really designed to take some of that risk down, especially with those difficult airways. And for physio, it's real obvious why we want to do this. And we've talked about it before. Physio got our start in cardiac.
Right.
We've been doing this for 60 years now, and people know us as a cardiac emergency company. And for us, it's not where we want to be in the future. We see ourselves as an emergency response company. There's a lot of other things that are emergency in nature, like respiratory distress, that are part of what our customers do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're branching out, and this is a step in that direction.
How does the laryngoscope fit into your overall system of care approach to your product line?
Yeah, so for example, on this, I mean, we look at it as saying, okay, so the laryngoscope is going to help with an airway. We've got a LifePak 15 there. You're connected to a LifePak 15. Once you've got that intubation going on, you can start monitoring the airway with your end-tidal CO2. The data from the product, from the 15, and the confirming that the airway is in, can flow in, and through LifeNet, can go into the CodeStat program. So, the data is what makes it all hang together. One of the things that we've done in the past is we've looked at standalone products like this. Eventually, we integrate them more into our products. We've certainly got future plans along those lines that I can't talk about. But we've seen what's on the McGrath pipeline as well. They've got some really exciting stuff in progress. So I think it's going to be a great partnership with them. We have a lot of respect for them as a company, and we think they make great products.
Well, and you make an elegant product in your LifePak series of monitors, and well-made, well-designed, easy to use. And then you have this other tool that you've added to the product line that is as easy to use and well designed. I mean, it really is. Someone has to get it in their hands to see how just the nice feel it is. Yeah. It's almost like, I want to say, it's almost like the iPhone of laryngoscopes.
Well, they call it Mac. I don't know if it's got a Mac name to it, but I think it's going to be great. For us as Physio Control to put something into our product portfolio, it's got a pretty strict set of requirements it's got to meet. This definitely meets the LifePak Tough type requirement that we have. It survives a 2-meter drop. You can be fully immersed in water or liquid. So it's a fairly indestructible product for EMS as well. And mm-hmm. if it wasn't, it wouldn't have made it into our portfolio.
Yeah. So you've got the third part of the things you're talking about,
the
acquisition.
Part, the acquisition,
and
yes.
That's something I really want to talk about because it's very exciting.
The third of the trifecta, yes. As many people probably have heard by now, we have a new acquisition. It's a company out of Belfast, Northern Ireland. The name of the company is Heart Sign Technologies, and they are an AED manufacturer. They specialize in that. That's what they do. They're one of only six companies in the world out of probably more than 25 AED manufacturers around the world that are FDA approved. So they're available in the United States. It's tough to make it through the FDA. And so that sets a certain level right there in terms of the quality bar. Of course, this is now becoming five companies as we get together here that are approved by the FDA. But for us, this is a really simple one. We have a mission about saving lives. And essentially, an AED that's not there is not going to save a life. So AEDs and more AEDs in more places is going to save more lives. It's right in line with our mission. And we also have a mission that we really want to be a world leader in AEDs. And you know, I think the two companies together puts us as one of the top in the world in terms of size for AED solution providers. And so it really is right in line with our mission. We like this company. We like the fit. They have a very strong culture around life-saving. It's very similar to ours. We do a thing at Physio every quarter, I think I've told you about, where we bring in a survivor and speak. So they do a similar thing, but they take it a step further, and we really like this. When they have a save, they actually look up through the documentation who built the product on the production line.
Wow.
And they have a little ceremony in their manufacturing floor with the people getting a certificate who built the product that saved that life. So we thought that was pretty special.
You know, that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
And it really, again, brings back to the lowest person on the totem pole that they are as equally valuable in that life-saving effort as the paramedic who pushes the shock button at the other end.
They're an important part of that whole chain of survival for sure. But we like what's in their product pipeline as well. They have some really interesting technologies. They have some interesting patents and intellectual property that we are interested in. We think we'll be able to meld some of that technologies together with the rest of our product pipeline. They've got some manufacturing in Europe, which is interesting. So all in all, really great fit. We like their management team as well. So I think it's going to be a good way for us to expand our product portfolio. We're going to reach customers that we weren't reaching before. They've got a real strong presence internationally. So it's a great fit for Physio. We're really excited about it, and we're excited about adding a Belfast location to the Physio team.
That's exciting, and you know, it's great to chat with you. Next time, you're going to have more to talk about,
I
know, and we just have to keep teasing it that way, but that's just the way it is. You can't talk about some things that are in the pipeline, but I can tell just from the way how excited you are that there's a lot still to come. So
I promise you the next few times we talk, we'll have more to talk about. One last thing I want to point out, and this is not a product thing, but I have to mention it. We are celebrating our 60th anniversary this year.
Yes.
And we had a big celebration at Physio Control. We were founded in 1955 on Valentine's Day. So we've been doing this for an awful long time. We've been doing some math about how many lives have been saved over that time period. Our calculation is over 1.5 million.
Wow.
It's 101 lives per day based on some calculations we did. So we've been in this industry for a long time. We'll be here a lot longer. But yeah, 60 years, and our first AED, in fact, 1986. We've been doing AEDs for almost 30 years as well.
Well, happy 60th anniversary.
Thank you.
And just a special thank you from me to you and Physio Control for continuing to support what we do. You make it easier for us to get information out to our audience about your products, but about the conferences and all the amazing research and things that are going on out there. So thank you for your support of our podcast studio.
No, it's our pleasure.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Cam. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this episode here of the MedicCast from EMS World Expo 2015 here in the Physio Control Podcast Studio.
Now stay tuned for our special segment with Andrew Carmichael from Aircraft Medical about the McGrath Mac EMS Video Laryngoscope. It's designed and manufactured by Aircraft Medical, and the laryngoscope combines direct and indirect view laryngoscopy, affording a bright, clear video image to assist paramedics and others in difficult intubations. It also supports traditional Macintosh laryngoscope training and techniques. The device features an intuitive, rugged design and offers low acquisition and operation cost. So check out this interview with Andrew.
Hi, Jamie Davis here in the Physio Control Podcast Studio here at EMS World Expo 2015. And I'm here with Andrew Carmichael from Aircraft Medical. And we're going to be talking about a new product, new for the EMS community here in the U.S. through Physio Control. They're the distributors. But Aircraft Medical, you guys designed this thing. And this is the McGrath Mac video laryngoscope.
Yes, yeah, the McGrath Mac EMS video laryngoscope.
So tell me first a little bit about who you are and your background with McGrath.
I'm Andrew Carmichael, and I'm International Sales and Service Manager for Aircraft Medical. And I'm lucky enough to have worked with Aircraft Medical and Matt McGrath since the inception of the company back in 2000. And we've been working on laryngoscopes ever since.
This is an amazing tool. You know, just holding it in my hand and then getting a chance earlier to use it over in the physio control booth, I'm really impressed by how nicely it fits in my hand, whether I'm left or right-handed.
Sure.
And also how solid it feels, how substantial it is, because sometimes I feel like some of the disposable scopes out there just don't feel like they're very sturdy, and so this feels a lot better. And then just the nice features. So tell us a little bit about why this ergonomic design and just the design in general is so important to Aircraft Medical.
Absolutely. Matt McGrath is an industrial designer by profession, and we've made it a key part of our business to constantly work with medical professionals around the world to design something that is for them and it fits their needs. And ergonomics is a major part of that, as is durability. So we've really focused on that over the last decade of designing laryngoscopes.
You have to design something that's paramedic proof, right? I don't know if that's something you do in the UK or not, but it's something we talk about here a lot, and in that you've got to make it so the paramedics can't break it when they get it out in the field.
Absolutely. And some of our very early research when we first started designing this laryngoscope was with US EMS paramedics. So it's really important to feed that back into the design of a product.
So what are some of the key features that you think of when you look at what people are asking about when they're looking for a video laryngoscope for their system? What are some of the biggest questions you get?
Well, the thing about the McGrath Mac and the thing about the video laryngoscopes is that they need to be easy to use. It needs to be intuitive. Too much complexity just means that the device becomes overcomplicated. We focused on making this Macintosh style. The Macintosh laryngoscope is a laryngoscope they've been using since 1943, and it's used for over 90% of intubations around the world. So we've designed the McGrath Mac to have Macintosh style blades, so they know exactly how to use it every time they pick it up.
And one of the things I like about it is it's not just a video laryngoscope. You can use it as a direct visualization tool. If you want to use it as a direct laryngoscope, you can use that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the key advantages. You can get that direct view that you're used to getting with a Macintosh laryngoscope, but you have the enhanced visualization of having the screen on the top of the handle.
Now, the bottom of it, the blade itself, is disposable. The device is completely rubberized, so it's easy to clean. It really makes it a useful tool, and it's small and compact that it can fit in anybody's airway kit, I would think, very easily, whether you're in an aeromedical situation on a transport helicopter or something where you don't have a lot of space for tools. This seems to be functional to fit in that location or anywhere.
Absolutely. The disposable blade is very important. It reduces all the risk of cross-infection. The device is also fully submersible, so it can be submerged in chemical sterilization fluids or wiped clean. And I think one of the other key features is the lithium-ion battery, which provides 250 minutes of battery life indicated on the screen, so you know exactly how much power you have left in your battery every time you turn it on.
And then you just pop it back in, and if you need to put a new battery in, you've got one, you can swap them out very quickly.
Absolutely. And the good thing is as well, when you get a new battery, you also get a new on-off button because that's included in the battery pack.
So, and it's just literally one button operate. You hit the button to turn it on and you're ready to go. The screen comes on, the light comes on, you're ready to produce and start getting that airway managed, which is what we're here to do. And so ease of use and speed of use is important.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things about the device is you're always focusing on the patient. Because the screen is on the top of the handle, you're not having to divert your attention to an external monitor, and you're not relying on cables to power sources or monitors. Your focus is 100% on the most important person, who is the patient.
Yeah, and the screen, we'll shoot some video that we've seen probably while we've been talking here that I shot earlier that shows how bright the screen is, how easy it is to see the distal end of the device where it's down in the airway, and the cords just popped right out in the airway mannequin I was working on. It's very interesting to see. How does this relate to managing things like difficult airways? Have you heard from some of the people using the tool? Does it seem to make a big difference in their intubation rates?
Absolutely. It's improving the grade of view by about one grade every time. So it's really reducing the instances of difficult airways that people are coming across.
Okay.
Because you've always got that enhanced visualization at your fingertips.
Fantastic.
We also have the X blade, obviously, as well, which is an acutely curved blade for the more anterior larynx. So if you do have an extreme airway, one which is classified as highly difficult, then you can always reach for the X blade to get you out of that situation.
Wow, I didn't even know that was available. So that gives you that additional visualization tool to make the airway even that much easier, even in extremely difficult airways.
Yeah, you have one handle, but you have four different sizes of Macintosh style blade, but then you also have the X blade for the anterior larynx or the extreme airway.
Excellent. So, I mean, obviously we want to direct people to check out physiocontrol.com for this tool, but Aircraft Medical, you all have a website, I'm sure, as well. So if someone wants to look directly, where can they go?
Absolutely, yeah, aircraftmedical.com. We have links to the clinical papers that have been written surrounding the device, and also details of our company based in Scotland, just outside Edinburgh.
Thanks. Well, thanks for coming to the United States for this conference and sharing this with me and sitting down and chatting with me. It's been great chatting with you, Mark.
It's been Andrew. My pleasure.
All right. I want to thank all of you for checking this out here at the EMS World Expo 2015 Physiocontrol Podcast Studio, talking about airways and video laryngoscopes here. Remember, you can find all of the segments that we've shot here in the podcast studio over at promednetwork.com.